Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Live.
You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am.
You better tune in, iamrappaport.com. Cause every single podcast, you know he drops bombs. I seen him on set, a seasoned vet with true talent. Catch him on his way to CrossFit, rocking the new balance. He asked me to do the track cause he know I rhyme elite. But I'm just waiting for the Robert De Niro line of the week. Breakfast of Champions, toasted bagel, cream cheese, and lox. This is I Am Rappaport, the show never stops. You might catch him out in public, stretching his knees. But if you don't listen to the show, yo, wigga please.
Wigga please.
This is the I Am Rappaport Podcast.
Yes, brand new bang and I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up next on today's podcast, The Curious Case of Benjamin Simmons. Benjamin Simmons, what the fuck is going on? We break it down from the beginning. Plus, the NBA is only 3 weeks away, and I am podcasting live from Nashville, Tennessee. All that and more in a brand new banging I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real proper. But most importantly, start this museum quality I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast off with something real loud and real funky. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Let's fucking go. Yes. Yiggity. Yes. I'll say it again. Yes. Yiggity. Yes. Name is Michael Rappaport. You are now listening to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, the certified world's most disruptive podcast, coming live and direct from the gloom tomb. Hope everybody's feeling good. I hope everybody's feeling safe. I hope everybody's feeling sane. Biggs is the Gringo Man Dingo, a.k.a. Captain Colitis, a.k.a. the Great Disruptor, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi. And you are now listening to the Iron Dome of podcasting. Welcome to the Zone of Disruption, the Iron Dome of Disruption. And we don't need no funding. The Iron Dome of Disruption does not need any funding. We are a self-funding organization. Hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling strong. Hope everybody's feeling safe. I hope everybody's feeling sane as we head into the very last week. Can you believe that shit? We are heading into the last week of September 2021. That means we only have October, November, and fucking December. 3 months left in the magical year of 2021. We're less than 3 months away. We're almost 3 months away from the one-year anniversary of the insurrection on January 6th. Can you believe that shit? This year has gone fucking fast, man. 9 months ago, motherfuckers had the world and the Gringo Man Dingo just mouth agape. Like, what the fuck is going on? Now we're getting ready to go into Happy Halloween. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Hanukkah and happy fucking Christmas. Time sure flies when you are a disruptive warrior. Anyway, hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling strong. I'm in Nashville, Tennessee this weekend at Zany's. If there's people in town, come see me. You know what the deal is. Scream. Dingo. Gringo Man Dingo. White Mike. Any of that shit. And I will try my best to give you all the attention I can. They say that Nashville is a conservative city. Well, I don't think Nashville is, but Tennessee. I've gotten a lot of like, yo, Nashville's this, Nashville's that. I have a feeling Nashville likes to get down. Nashville likes disruption. And obviously, I'll report back after what I'm assuming is going to be five fantastic shows in Nashville, Tennessee. I can't fucking wait. Then next week, we turn it around. We're going to San Diego for the weekend. Six shows. I've never done six shows. I'm doing six shows over the weekend, which I know is going to be dope. I can't wait for that. And I'm just announcing right now, I'm doing shows in New York in November. Full disruption in New York City at Caroline's. I had to change my schedule. The 11th, 12th, and 13th at Caroline's on Broadway. I'm doing five shows at the crib. All that information is available at michaelrapaportcomedy.com. michaelrapaportcomedy.com. I had to switch the shows in West Palm Beach. Well, we know Florida ain't going nowhere. Despite what my brother says. My brother says, do not buy any real estate in Florida because Florida is going to be in the ocean soon. I said, you've been saying that shit for 60 years. They've been wishing, hoping, and predicting that Florida goes into the fucking ocean. I don't think Florida's going into the ocean. But I do know that there's a lot of shit going on. And I do know that Ben Simmons, listen, Ben Simmons says he's not showing up for training camp for the Philadelphia 76ers. He said he's done playing for the Philadelphia 76ers. He's acting like somehow, some way, he was done wrong. Ben with the good hair, Simmons, is acting like he's a victim. You ain't a victim. You did this to yourself, Ben Simmons. You ain't a victim. You ain't Captain Lightskin. You ain't Albie Shore. You ain't Christopher Williams. You did this to yourself. First of all, I am on record many, many, many times saying that I thought Donovan Mitchell should have won the Rookie of the Year when Ben Simmons won Rookie of the Year. Ben Simmons loves them hoes more than he loves playing basketball. Ben Simmons, you're going to fuck it up for everybody else. Talking about you're not going to show up to training camp. You're going to fuck around and get sued. You're going to fuck around guaranteed money for the rest of the league with this goofy shit. You ain't Aaron Rodgers. You have no reason to ask for a trade. The curious case of Benjamin Simmons. This fucking guy is heading into the second year of his 5-year, $177.2 million deal. Trust the process, they told us. You fuck. You told us to trust the process. They drafted Ben Simmons number one in 2016, a marvel of a man, 6'10" point guard. But even in college at LSU, that has had so many great athletes, including the great Mahmoud Abdul-Rahim, formerly known as Chris Jackson, Shaquille O'Neal, Leonard Fournette, and so on and so forth. You couldn't tell me this fucking guy looked like he enjoyed playing basketball. He never looks like he's having fun. He never, not one time, has looked like he's enjoyed playing basketball. The coaches, the scouts, the executives, they all wondered what the fuck is up with the guy with the curly hair. Did not make the NCAA tournament. You should have known then. Couldn't even take your team to the fucking NCAA tournament. There's 64 fucking teams in that tournament. You couldn't make it to the dance. They've been talking about his attitude. Been talking about whether or not he loves playing basketball. Sixers had the number one pick and needed a guy. They needed a cornerstone to pair with Joel Embiid. They picked Ben Simmons, fractured his ankle in preseason, missed his rookie year. Shit happens. Still came back the next season. Like I said, won a controversial rookie of the year over my guy, Donovan Mitchell. I am on record numerous times saying that Donovan Mitchell should have won Rookie of the Year. And since then, it's been Sixers lost in 5 to the Celtics in round 2 of the playoffs in 2017. Sixers lost in 7 to the Raptors. When, of course, Kawhi did what Kawhi do. Then they got swept in the bubble by the fucking Celtics. This guy is not great. He's a great talent. He has not performed great. You got fucking Brett Brown fired. Doc Rivers, the great Doc Rivers, a leader of men. He don't know what the fuck to do with you. You brought him in there. You left him befuddled, dumbfounded. All kinds of people to support the no jump shot having wonder boy, Ben Simmons. And last season, it went off the fucking rails. First of all, you were talking about, I want to win Defensive Player of the Year, this, that, and the third. My man, shoot the fucking ball. Anybody knows when you go to a park, when you go to a gym, you shoot the fucking ball. It's like natural. You give a four-year-old the ball, he's going to try to shoot the fucking ball. Yet you won't shoot the ball, yet they're paying you $177 million for 5 years, and now you're talking about you're not going to training camp? What the fuck is really going on, Ben Simmons? Last season was a fucking disaster for Ben Simmons. Listen, we here at the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, we watch the games. We don't watch just the highlights. We watch the games. During the pandemic, you can tell it just doesn't work. Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, it just doesn't work. I don't know why. Not enough spacing. I don't know why. They don't like each other. I don't know why. I am not trying to figure it out anymore. I'm a New York Knicks fan. We got our own fucking problems. Every now and then, when Embiid would go down, Ben Simmons would go up. 21, 8, and 8. 70% foul shooting. and you helped the Sixers go to the one seed. Then the playoffs came. You beat Washington in five, then lost to Atlanta in seven. And you regressed. You're a regressive learner, Ben Simmons. They're burning your fucking jersey while you're still in Philly. I don't think I've ever seen that. I don't think I've ever seen them burn a jersey of a guy who's getting paid $177 million while he's still on the team. They want you out, you fuck. Philly's had enough. We know about Philly strong. You're Philly wrong, you fuck. After that last game, Doc Rivers infamously said, Miles Jordan, play the clip. It's fucking sad.
Doc, do you think Ben Simmons can still be a point guard for a championship team like the one you guys want to become?
Yeah, David, I don't know that question or the answer to that right now. So I don't know the answer to that.
That ain't a shot, Ben Simmons. That's a challenge. Matter of fact, I don't even think it's a challenge. I think Doc Rivers knew, like, yo, this is not going to happen. This is not going to happen with this fucking guy. Like, he's chasing chicks. I'd rather you chase rings than you chase chicks, Ben Simmons. You want to be the best, or do you want to play grab ass around the globe? You want to be the best, or do you want to chase chicks and play video games? What the fuck is going on with you, Ben Simmons? Do something. Call Chris Mullin. Call Larry Bird. Call Ray Allen. Call one of those Instagram shooting coaches. Do you got the yips? You ain't got the yips when it's time to chase some chicks, because I'll tell you something, Ben Simmons is a fantastic stick man. Oh, a marvelous, marvelous stick man. But we ain't in the stick man business. Them girls ain't hanging around you simply for your looks, Ben Simmons. They're hanging around you because of that $177 million fucking dollars that they're paying you, and you're saying you're not going to show up to training camp? What the fuck? This guy loves to do anything except for improve his game. You want to do better? Improve your game. Shoot that fucking jump shot. Keep shooting that fucking jump shot. I don't understand it. That's why I was shocked when I heard this clip of Ben Simmons talking about how much he loves Allen Iverson and why he loves Allen Iverson. Miles Jordan, play the clip.
A lot of people don't know that I actually had a poster of AI when I was young in my room. It was a big diamond cut poster of him with the braids. I just remember him being one of those point guards, a smaller guy with braids and cornrows and the headband. So I remember I used to have the cornrows when I was younger. But he's one of those players that just fought every day.
Ben Simmons, if you had the fucking balls of Allen Iverson, if you had one snippet of the guts, the fucking motor, the heart of Allen Iverson, you wouldn't be in this position that you are in now. You fuck you. Don't mention AI. If you had a snippet of Allen Iverson's heart, you'd be the best thing in Philadelphia since Rocky Balboa. I said it. I just don't understand how somebody who's getting paid can say they're not going to report to camp. I'm telling you, this is that guaranteed money shit. There's got to be some new contracts, like guaranteed money if you make sure you do these things, even though we're going to trade you, even though we don't want you to be here, you're showing up to training camp. We're not going to guarantee you your money and then you say you're not showing up to training camp. He gonna fuck it up for everybody else. I know the other players in the league, like, yo, they're gonna stop giving us guaranteed money because of you. Retire. Take your fucking money. Go back to Australia. Ride your kangaroo into the fucking sunset and retire if you don't like it. You don't love the game. You love them hoes. It's an open secret around the league. Nobody is trading anybody for you because you don't want to be great. You don't want to be great. It's okay. Salaries in the NBA need to match the fucking trade. $33 million a year to a guy that can't shoot a jump shot? That's like a podcaster without a voice. This shit is sad. And an awful example to set for young professionals. We're going to pay you, but you're not showing up to training camp, you fuck. Darryl Dawkins of the Philadelphia 76ers. Bobby Jones, Maurice Cheeks, World Be Free, George McGinnis, Moses Malone is fucking kicking and screaming in his grave because of you, you fuck. Charles Barkley. You're in the fighting city of Philadelphia, the same city where Apollo fought the Italian Stallions for 15 rounds. No, this was not a 12-round bout. They went 15 hard ones, and you got the audacity to not show up to training camp? What the fuck? My guy Kendrick Perkins posed a question. He said, would you rather take a player like Draymond Green or Ben Simmons? Would you rather take Draymond Green or Ben Simmons? Listen, there's no doubt as far as talent and skills that Ben Simmons is a better basketball player than Draymond Green. As much as Draymond Green frustrates me and as much as his shot and offensive prowess has declined, because at one point he wasn't a liability, now he's a fucking liability. I don't know why. He needs to probably go see the same sports psychiatrist that Ben Simmons needs to go see. But at the end of the day, right now, I would rather have a guy who maximizes all their talent, every bit of it, like Draymond Green, than a guy who is essentially wasted talent. Remember the classic line in the movie Bronx Tale where De Niro is telling his son about wasted talent, or somebody's telling somebody about wasted talent? Miles Jordan, play the clip from Bronx Tale about wasted talent.
Do I have talent, Dad?
Of course you have talent. You got all the talent in the world.
Can I be a baseball player?
You can be anything you want to be. Remember, the saddest thing in life is wasted talent. You could have all the talent in the world, but if you don't do the right thing, then nothing happens. But when you do right, guess what? Good things happen. You hear me?
Ben Simmons, at this point in your career, you're wasted fucking talent. And you know what? I'm done. I spent too much time talking about Ben Simmons, because if Ben Simmons spent this much time working on his shot, there wouldn't even be a discussion. Let's move on. There will be blood. Saturday night, there will be blood. Trust me, head to my bookie and bet on red. Bet on blood, mybookie.ag. Get in on the UFC first blood promotion. When any fighter on the main card bleeds, you win. They bleed, you win. My guy Nick Diaz, he bleeds when he ties his sneakers. He's bled in the last three of his four fights. Robbie Lawler, also a bleeder. This is easy money. Head to mybookie now, use the promo code DINGO. Start off with a double deposit bonus. The promo code is DINGO, D-I-N-G-O, to double your money so you could double your winnings with my bookie. Also, you could bet my lock Monday night. Pick the Cowboys. I got the Cowboys Monday night. All kinds of bets, all kinds of props. But if you deposit now, you will also get a free entry into my bookie's $50,000 survivor pool. That's a double deposit bonus, free money on UFC, and a free shot at 50K. That's what I call winning season. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with my bookie. Do it this Saturday. Bet on blood. You're going to win. You see that there? We brought back the Robert De Niro line of the week from A Bronx Tale. On the fly, off the cuff. Robert De Niro line of the week, of course, an award-winning segment of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Heading into this weekend, the COVID MVP of the NFL, Lamar Jackson, right now has personal illness. They're not specifying what it is. They say he does have illness. He's not injured. It's not a shoulder, not a knee, not an elbow. Fucking guy got another cold. This is the two-time COVID champion of the NFL. This guy's gotten COVID twice. Please, please don't break your own fucking record, Lamar Jackson. You're on a high right now from that great win the other day versus Patrick Mahomeboy and the Kansas City Chiefs. Before we go into football, the other number one pick, former number one pick, Andrew Wiggins, I read this fucking guy also won't get the vaccine unless he's forced to. Now, we don't need to tread down this. We've talked about it endlessly. Okay. But Andrew Wiggins, okay. The Warriors require players to be vaccinated to play in home games. That's a requirement. So, unless you're not going to play for the Warriors this season, get the fucking vaccination now, okay? And it's ironic because I never saw Andrew Wiggins not take a shot in his career. Lucky this guy's not a fucking nurse at all the shots he'd be missing out there. But the NBA is fantastic, and believe it or not, 3 weeks away. Can you fucking believe that shit? 3 weeks away. The Nets and the Bucks, the Warriors and the Lakers are kicking off opening night in 3 weeks. Crazy. I cannot wait to watch the NBA. It's my favorite time of the year when I have the NFL, the NBA, and of course, all my Real Housewives. And if there are any Real Housewives fans listening and you're watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, I'm just gonna say it again. I'm gonna say it again, and I'm gonna say it briefly and concisely. There are Emmy Award winning television shows that have not been as entertaining, as dramatic, as funny, and as tension filled as this year's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I am talking about high-end television. Writers in Hollywood, New York, London, across the fucking world could only wish to create the characters with the craziness, the kookiness, the tension, the drama, the humor in this season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Unfucking believable. I'll leave it at that. Okay? I will leave it at that. I wish I could make bets on the Real Housewives. I wish there were prop bets on the Real Housewives. I wonder if Captain Picks would be good at making Real Housewives bets, as good as they are making NBA and NFL bets. Speaking of Captain Picks, go to CaptainPicks.com. That's where I'm going to be sharing all my picks this weekend. That's where I'm going to be sharing all our NBA picks. And I promised you my lock of the NFL week, my NFL lock of the week. It's NFL week 3. The games I'm excited to watch are the Bears at the Browns, the Chargers at the Chiefs. The Chargers are good. Got to get it together. The Bucks at the Rams. The Niners are hosting the Packers. We'll see if Aaron Rodgers shows up or he smokes this weekend away. And the Seahawks at the Vikings, because I like watching Kirk Cousins get hit. That's the only reason why I'm excited about that game. Because the Seahawks are going to beat the shit out of Kirk Cousins, literally and figuratively. But my lock of the week is Monday Night Football. Okay, that is my pick. That is my lock of the week. Now, there's no feelings in fantasy. There's no feelings when you're gambling. So within my emotionless lock of the week, I got the Cowboys. Their offense is clicking. Well, they got some injuries on defense. There's no way that the Philadelphia Eagles can keep up. Dak and them boys. Eagles obviously have some weapons, but ain't no game changers yet. And Zeke has been on a milk carton. I am telling you, I am so glad I did not draft Zeke, the freak Elliott in fantasy football. They got him on a fucking milk carton. But speed kills. CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper. Okay? But I'm taking Dallas at home Monday night -4. You can also buy a point and a half to make sure you don't get stuffed if the game comes down to a late field goal or even Dallas to win on the money line. You will get paid trying to make you money. I am Captain Rappaport, okay? That's what they call me at CaptainPicks.com. All right, we're building a community of champions, a community of winners, all right? So come rock with me at CaptainPicks.com all day, every day, and especially this week three of NFL Sunday. Yo, there's a great Ken Burns documentary on Muhammad Ali on PBS. It's been going this week. I don't know how many hours it is, this Ken Burns documentary. I'm not finished with it yet, but, you know, I've said this before. And then this guy has had so many stories told about him, so many documentaries, actual movies, books written, 30 for 30s. And it's never not interesting. His life, his ups, his downs, everything in between, the time, him, the world's greatest entertainer. You know, as good as Will Smith was in that Ali movie, you can never be as good as Ali. You can never be as charming, as charismatic, as handsome, as spontaneous, as funny, as the greatest of all time. He started that greatest of all time shit. I mean, he was calling himself the greatest of all time before he actually was the greatest of all time. The first two episodes of the Ken Burns documentary, which is, of course, called Muhammad Ali, they remind you of that. And like I said, I've seen the story. I know every single twist and turn. There's some great new details in this. But, you know, Muhammad Ali, before he fought Sonny Liston, you know, his first few fights, they weren't all easy. Some of them were easy, but he was getting knocked down here, split decision there. You know, he's 21 years old after winning the Olympics. And then, of course, he fought Sonny Liston, won the title. And everybody probably knows a lot of the story from there. But it's the entire life. I mean, it really goes into the details of his life. The footage is beautiful. Some of it I've never seen before. And I've seen a lot. It's on PBS. And it's just so good. And like I said, it's never not entertaining. It's never not compelling. It's never not moving. It's never not funny. It's never not dramatic, because Muhammad Ali is all of those things. And he continued to grow and change and evolve as a person throughout his life. And it started early. I mean, he just was touched. I mean, the greatest of all time, truly the greatest of all time. It's free. It's on PBS. I'm not finished with it. It's like fucking 10 hours, 8 hours. It's great. You just lap in it. The Muhammad Ali, Ken Burns documentary. You know, Ken Burns he started this shit. I mean, he is probably the most prolific documentary filmmaker and most influential documentary filmmaker, with the pictures, the way he, you know, invented that moving inside the picture. You know, all his documentaries, the baseball one, the Civil War one, the jazz one, the Vietnam one. I mean, he make anything interesting. He could do one about, like, you know, an ashtray. He's going to go into every single detail about every single historical fact that went into the development of the ashtray. He's just the fucking best. So you should definitely watch that. PBS, Ken Burns, Muhammad Ali. I think it's like 10 hours, 20. It could be fucking 50 hours. I'll never get tired of it. Anyway, like I said, I hope everybody comes out to Nashville. I am Rappaport Stereo Podcast listeners. I'm out here. And I'll be in San Diego next week, and so forth and so on. All tickets information is available at michaelrappaportcomedy.com. I told you I got shows in New York. In November, I got Philadelphia, Illadelph in October. Who the fuck knows if Ben Simmons will be there or not, but I'll be there the middle of October. Anyway, came, saw, disrupted, came, saw, and disrupted. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers. And this puppy the right way. And this puppy the same way we came in. Take me out of here with something real nice. Take me out of here with something real proper. But most importantly, take me out of here with something real loud and real funky. See, I am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I'm out.